You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
80 years old, full of life, and flat broke. That's the unfortunate predicament many baby boomers could find themselves in. Because they simply failed to have a plan to generate income in retirement. Welcome to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck, and we have a great show planned for you today. According to Forbes, 70% of Americans fear running out of money in retirement. In fact, they fear running out of money in retirement more than they fear death itself. And they have good reasons to be nervous, because generating income today is fraught with many challenges. One is we're living longer, which means your money has to last 25, 30, or even 40 years. Number two, we have record low interest rates that make it impossible to generate income from traditional options like CDs and savings accounts, like you could in the 80s and 90s and so forth. Number three, healthcare expenses are going through the roof. And I could go on and on from there. And even if you've been a good saver, these challenges could still cost you to run through your entire life savings far too soon. So coming up on today's show, the successful strategies to generate income today so that you never run out of money in retirement, including the fastest and safest way to increase your income in retirement, a contrarian strategy that could help you get more income from Social Security, plus how you can make your money last as long as you live. So Keith and Matt, I think the first thing we talked about, and I'll go to Keith first, is the fastest way and safest way to increase your income is actually by reducing your taxes, right? So one of the fastest and safest ways that you could help grow your wealth right now, especially with a volatile market, it's probably not what you think, right? People think it's, you know, I got to grow my portfolio. But reducing taxes is so important, because most people, Keith, know exactly how much they've saved for retirement. But if I ask you, as you're listening right now, how much you'll pay in taxes on that retirement, you might not have a clue. And Matt, that's pretty dangerous.
Well, yeah, and just to kind of, you know, pick up on that piece, I mean, when we say things like fastest and safest, it's just more of the idea that, you know, we don't have to speculate what the market's doing. You know, we don't have to figure out where interest rates are going.
We're not guessing.
And so the beauty of working with taxes is that you work with what's basically on the books. And so I just want to clarify, the whole fastest and safest is because we're not looking at risk and return or anything like that. We're specifically looking at the tax code.
That's a good point, because again, a lot of things are speculative. Taxes right now, what's speculative of where they're going in the future, Keith.
Yes.
But what we know is where they are now, so we want to act on that, because that is the quickest way to basically help generate more income is reducing taxes.
And time in and time out on the show, we talk about what is, from an advisory standpoint, you have an advisor, you're looking to work with an advisor. What is the most underserved area, or 100%. Maybe neglected area, that again goes back to how much money is in your pocket year in and year out throughout retirement, is tax planning. And it's funny, because a poll in an article written by Think Advisor about a poll that was done by the Harris poll, it talked about, you know, nationwide retirement, 35% of Americans who expect to retire in the next 10 years said they've done little to no planning in regards to the consideration of how taxes are going to impact their income, which is so significant, because, you know, 32% of those respondents who had $150,000 or more of investable assets wish that they had someone talking to them about this stuff.
Yeah.
So the fact that we talk about this time in and time out on this show and making sure that we are bringing up these issues and even talking about some strategies in regards to some stories that we've shared with how we've helped better serve clients when it comes to tax planning. The bottom line when it comes to tax planning is what we're trying to do is keep more money in our clients' pockets. Mm-hmm. And how you do that is, you know, like you said earlier, you know the code, you go within that code, and then you make educated decisions to push the client in the right direction.
Well, and that's the thing too. I was just going to kind of piggyback about how people wish they had, you know, talked about it more. I mean, the other thing I was going to chime in on is the fact that, you know, tax planning is a, you know, it's an evergreen thing that you can do. I mean, as much as we talk in and out and we sort of, you know, work obviously with people that are approaching or already near retirement, but really anyone of any age can, you know, take a look at where they are. You know, take a look at your 401ks. You know, like one quick win for people is that, you know, sometimes people think, oh, I can't contribute to Roths. I make too much money. It's like, yeah. Well, there might be a Roth 401k that you have an option to, or, you know, and there's also a kind of, and it's a more of a complex strategy, but, you know, some people look into the acronym is LERP, but, you know, over funding life insurance is another idea. I mean, there are so many different things that you can do no matter how old you are, no matter where you are and what stage, because people need to start planning. I mean, it's only going to get, you know, or at least in talk about speculation, I mean, we truly think it's going to go, taxes at least are going to go up, and why the need for planning is even so important now, much less into the future, because like tax rates basically are almost at a 100-year low. You know what I mean? And people think like, okay, when were the highest tax rates? Well, that was generally after World War II, and where we had to spend, you know, to beat the Nazis and in Japan. Well, we basically just almost spent like that to beat the coronavirus. Exactly. Or COVID-19 or whatever you want to call it. And so are we going to go back to 90%? I don't know about that, but we are going to need to cover this bill somehow. I mean, we have running a tab right now, and it doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon.
Well, the crazy part, I was thinking this recently, that remember, we started the company in 03 and 2003, and then 2008 came. And I remember in 2009 and 10, because so many folks came to us and like, I wish I had came to you before the market drop and had a plan in place. You know, everything just kind of fell apart. I wish I came to you before. I think in the next 5 years, if folks are not doing those things and not proactively planning for taxes, I think you're going to look back and say, just like you missed the ball, you know, might have dropped the ball in 08 when the market dropped, if you were close to retirement. I think those folks listening right now, if you don't tax plan in the next year or two, next few years, you might look back and say, wow, what an opportunity I missed. And I wish I had done planning instead of, you know, watching the train coming at me and just sitting right there and taking it head on.
Right. And I think, I mean, how rewarding is it, you know, when, you know, here I am talking to the client and talking to the client CPA, you know, I feel like, again, just very rewarded because it's just that proactive planning. And so, you know, we're dealing with a CPA on the North Shore, you know, the client lived in Bedford. And so we're all kind of on the phone there. Like all of us kind of putting our minds together as to what's the best way. What do we see our income for this year? What do we see our income for next year? And just working together as a team, because A, you need to plan, but you also need a team.
One of your biggest sources of income in retirement will most likely be from accounts like your IRA and 401k. So if you have those accounts, please listen up, because a lot of people don't realize it, but you could be paying a lot more in taxes on these tax-deferred accounts. So the money you're counting on for retirement could be a fraction of what it is today. But it doesn't have to be this way. And that's why we have a special offer for those of you who have listened to our show for probably a decade now. We want to show you how you could dramatically reduce or potentially eliminate the taxes with your IRA and 401k with a customized retirement tax analysis. And it won't cost you a dime. So let me explain how this works. First, we'll get some basic information from you on your accounts and holdings. Then we'll determine the tax strategies that are best suited for your specific situation. Then we'll sit down with you again to share these strategies with you so that you can see exactly how much money that you could possibly save in taxes in retirement. This analysis is free and there's no obligation. So if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, call to get this free customized analysis now at 508-952-6316. These simple tax planning strategies could help you save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. The number again, 508-952-6316. That's 508-952-6316. Coming up next, why 96% of Americans forfeit an average of $111,000 in Social Security income.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. What's one of the biggest and potentially most damaging financial myths? Tax day. Why? Because you're paying taxes every day. And if you don't have a tax minimization strategy in place for the other 364 days a year, you could be paying too much. At SHP Financial, every retirement plan we create is designed to help you keep more of what you have, because we understand how important your retirement income is. We'll guide you through our comprehensive 5-step retirement roadmap planning process that not only takes your income, investments, healthcare, and legacy planning into account, but also your taxes. We have numerous strategies designed to help you minimize your taxes all year long, so you keep more of your money. It all starts with a conversation. Call us at 800-227-7777 to learn how we may be able to help you keep more of your retirement income. Or visit us online at shpfinancial.com. If you could retire sooner, why wouldn't you? The professionals at SHP Financial focus on smart planning and execution. Their team is dedicated to helping you retire successfully while maintaining your current lifestyle. You can get started today by requesting a free audio version of their retirement roadmap book by texting SHP to 21000. That's SHP to 21000. Listen on the go, at the gym, or while you work. SHP's retirement roadmap book shows you how to create a comprehensive retirement plan focusing on 5 critical areas of your financial life: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and estate planning. Right now, you can get your free audio version of SHP's book by texting SHP to 21000. Just text SHP to 21000. That's SHP to 21000 to start listening and preparing for your retirement roadmap journey. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
80 years old, full of life, and flat broke. That's the unfortunate predicament that so many baby boomers could find themselves in, because they simply failed to have a plan to generate income in retirement. Welcome back to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And today we're talking about how to generate income in retirement so that your money lasts as long as you do. Coming up in this segment, why Social Security has been referred to as a near-perfect source of retirement income, and some little-known strategies to milk every last penny out of your benefits that are rightfully yours. So, Keith, we talk about when we're building a retirement roadmap, right? We're building, we start with income, and then we go to investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. And we talk about, you know, one of the most underutilized areas, and people are listening right now, are you getting ongoing tax advice? Because we talked about last segment, if you're not having ongoing tax planning, conversion planning, Roth planning, life insurance, all the stuff that goes into tax planning, you're missing the boat, because that's one of the quickest ways to help generate more income is by reducing your taxes, because it's what you keep. Second way, one of the foundations when we're building an income plan, right? It's like building a house. Explain what that means when you say building a house.
Yeah, it's like, say you were going to, like your retirement should be, it should be building your dream house. You want to build your dream retirement, what it is that you want to do. You know, write your goals out, make sure that you have enough money to accomplish those goals. And where it all starts is what you're receiving on a monthly or an annual basis. Income. Income allows you to do the things that you want to do. If you don't have income, how do you have a retirement, right?
Right.
So many times when we look at the first aspect and the first two aspects of our retirement roadmap plan is income and investments, it's almost like building a house, like you just said, building that retirement dream house. And where you want to start, like any house, is pouring a solid foundation. What do you have for income coming in that is reliable? And one of those main sources is Social Security. The problem that we see is that most people don't know the different strategies around claiming, or how to take Social Security, or when to take Social Security, or how to optimize Social Security. So, and why do we believe that? Well, it's not only us, but USA Today wrote an article, and according to them, Social Security is, you know, basically something that is very, very difficult to replicate. Well, why is that? Well, it's indexed for inflation. So as cost of living goes up, you get a little bit more. It's guaranteed for as long as you live. Very important. You don't have to worry about, you know, that paycheck coming in. And I think most importantly, it's unrelated to the financial markets. So it's basically something that is not tied to, you know, the stock market or anything like that. So they can give you that foundational income. Then you build from there. So you want to pour that solid foundation first. And where it usually starts for us is in the families we work with, is sitting with them, looking at what they could potentially have in Social Security coming in, and then optimizing a strategy around everything else that they have.
Well, I mean, that's the thing too. I think where, you know, where people sometimes, or where like those articles, I think Bloomberg was the one where we were able to quote the $1,100,000 that people leave on the table. I mean, there's just a lot of options, you know, when it comes to Social Security. And so, you know, Keith, you know, he mentions, you know, putting, laying that foundation. Well, sometimes it can be overwhelming because there's all these different choices and options, you know, that are there on the table. And I think, you know, by having a good planning process, you can slowly but surely work through all of those different options, you know, like file and suspend and spousal benefits and, you know, and do I file early or later? What's my break-even age? Now, I would also say, too, that sort of part of that process is, you know, a lot of our clients, you know, had pensions as well. And pensions aren't as sort of, well, certainly they're not as universal as Social Security, which sure. is, you know, certainly why we're having the show. But I just want to kind of put that in there because they also have a number of different options. Do I do a lump sum? Do I not do a lump sum? Do I do, you know, a single, what's called a single life annuity where I get paid, but if I die, my spouse gets nothing? Or do I do 75% survivorship? You know, so forth and so on. I mean, these are just can be very confusing or certainly very overwhelming programs and systems, but they're just so important when it comes to, again, just to kind of use Keith's term, you know, like building that foundation and pouring that concrete. So it's just, you need someone to plan to kind of walk you through each one of those things. And I'll just share one quick sort of idea that people have when it comes to pensions is, a lot of people do what's called a pension max program, and I think you guys have seen this before, but you know, the whole idea is to, you know, you take the most amount of pension that you have, but okay, if you take that, and if you die and you get hit by a bus, you know, your spouse or loved one gets nothing. But sometimes people will pair the most income that they can possibly get, just and then get a little life insurance policy or something like that on the side, just to protect the spouse in the event of a premature death. So again, these are just ideas of in that universe that I, you know, obviously all of us, but you know, the team here and everyone really enjoys walking through our clients, you know, bit, you know, step by step to make sure we don't leave any money on the table.
Well, most likely Social Security is not going to cover all your expenses in retirement. Very
right,
few clients of ours does that cover.
Yeah,
but it doesn't mean you want to leave money on the table, and that's why there was that study. It was at Bloomberg from last July, and it said 96% of hardworking Americans lose an average of $111,000. In Social Security benefits from timing issues, like some taking it too early or taking it too late.
Mm.
The software we use, I think there's a lot of people who do, so you know, quote unquote, Social Security planning, right? But that just looks, if you're just looking at Social Security as when the break-even point is on a dollar basis, say, hey, if I live to be 78 or more, it makes sense to take it at 70 or this age. That's not helpful because it really depends on your situation. So with our software, what we do is we look at a client's entire situation, IRAs, 401ks, income goals, pension options, the whole everything, right? And then we can say, okay, based on this particular client, what is the optimal age to take Social Security? Because it's different for everyone, right? It could be one way for one person, one way for another couple. Maybe for some couples, it's the husband takes it at 68 and the wife or spouse at 64. And it varies, but it's based on your particular situation. And so later in the show, Keith, Matt, and I are going to take the next step of building that retirement income foundation, right? We talked about starting the foundation with like that base income, Social Security, pension. Then we want to see how much income you'll need off your investments and how do we generate that to cover your expenses. Because once you retire, let me tell you, the cable bill keeps coming in, the mortgage if you have one, the taxes. Those bills keep coming in, the income stops, so we need to make sure we have a plan. Filing for Social Security could be one of the most important financial decisions that you'll make as you get to retirement. And let me tell you why. It's because hundreds of thousands of dollars are at stake. We want to show you how you can get even more, potentially get more income, when you file for Social Security with a customized Social Security analysis. And this customized analysis is not going to cost you a dime. With this analysis, you'll learn, number one, the optimal time to try to get the most amount of income from Social Security. Sounds pretty obvious, but we're going to try to show you that, number one. Number two, how you could potentially reduce taxes on your Social Security benefits. Three, how you could prevent any decisions from doubling your Medicare premiums. Plus, if you're eligible for other benefits, that can mean thousands of dollars in your pocket every year. So if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, call to schedule your free customized analysis now at 508-952-6316. 96% of Americans lose an average of $111,000 in Social Security income, and we want to do everything that we possibly can to ensure that this doesn't happen to you. Learn if you could get even more income when you file for Social Security by calling 508-952-6316. That's 508-952-6316. So there's a good chance that you may live a lot longer than you think, but can you afford it? Coming up next, more strategies to help you avoid running out of money in retirement.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to think of this as being your money, right? But it's really a joint account between you and the IRS. And once you pay taxes on these accounts, your savings could be a fraction of what they are today. Learn how you could reduce the taxes with your IRA and 401k with a free retirement tax analysis from SHP Financial in Boston, who's been featured in Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. If you've saved at least $250,000, schedule your free analysis now by calling 508-618-5149. Saving money on taxes means more money to spend in retirement. Call 508-618-5149. 508-618-5149.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
There's no shortage of challenges with generating income today. Number one, we're living longer than ever before, which means your money has to last 25, 30, or even 40 years. Number two, we have next to 0% interest rates that make it impossible to generate income from things like CDs and savings accounts, money markets. You know, we used to be able to generate some decent returns there, and now it's impossible. Number three, healthcare expenses are going through the roof. So even if you've been a good saver, These challenges could still cause you to run out of your entire life savings far too soon. And I hate to be grim, but these are important realities that we have to discuss. Welcome back to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And today, as you can imagine, we're talking about ways to generate income in retirement so that your money lasts as long as you do. So coming up in this segment, why 70% of retirees fear running out of money in retirement more than they fear death itself. Plus, some of the we think are good strategies for turning your savings and investments into a steady stream of income to cover your expenses to last as long as you do. So, Keith, where are we in the environment of, you know, in terms of strategies and whatnot? There's some, it's tough for, I think, you know, look at where we were. We started the business in 2003. I think CD rates were 5-6%.
Yeah,
it was
at least, right?
Smooth, easy sailing. You know, you could take, you could have your conservative money in the bank and risky money in the market. Now, it's not as easy to create that blend.
Well, that and the fact that, you know, now more and more people, or people are living longer, right?
So, yeah.
You're not only dealing with tax risk like we've talked about. You know, not only are we dealing with potential inflation risk long term, now we're talking about people living longer and having to plan longer in their lives. It's amazing how many folks that I sit down with, I don't know if the same is for the two of you, that say, look, I really want to maximize my retirement from, you know, 62 to 80, because then I'm not going to do anything anymore. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know what I mean? How do you know that? One,
right.
Because I, you know, from my own experience, and then I kind of bring in my experience with my grandparents, both lived to in their 90s, like mid-90s, and they were healthy and still doing like a lot of traveling and things like that. So it's like you really got to plan for the long term. And it's really, really proven out because, you know, Kiplinger did a great article on this. In the 1950s, the life expectancy of a man who turned 65 was 71. So Jeez. Think about that. 6 more years. That's it.
Wow.
And then for, you know, now the life expectancy of that same person is 83, and for a woman is actually 85. So once you hit 65,
average, man, you know,
you have a really good chance to live into your mid 80s at least. And then, you know, what we're seeing, I think, a lot on our side is more and more clients actually that we've been working with for 10, 15 years, now they're in their 90s, and it's just incredible. And they're still doing, like I said, they're still doing things. So it's hard. You really got to plan for the long term, and it's really difficult because the old mindset is, hey, look, as I get older, I got to get more and more conservative. And that's typically true. The problem is, like Derek said a minute ago, you can't go to the bank. Interest rates are going to be held to near zero interest rates, according to Barron's. You know, the Fed has said, basically, or signaled that they're going to keep them to almost a 0% return till 2023. So we're right. going to be in this environment for a little while.
And, well, the other thing too, Keith, you know how you talked about it's a balance too, because we do have some clients that, you know, some people say, I want to, you know, as long as I get to 80, I'm all set. That's not a good plan. But what we'll also do sometimes is say, we'll build a plan and say, okay, we're going to give you, let's provide an extra 20 grand from age 65 to 80, or when you retire, that allows you to do more traveling, do more things now that you might not be able to do. Because I remember this story stuck with me. I had a client that came to us a few years ago, and they were on this mountaintop in Europe, and there was this high, high peak that you could drive up to this one spot, but you had to hike about 20 minutes up to this high peak.
Mm-hmm.
And my clients right now are in their 60s, and this story stuck with me. They said, we met a couple, and we went up to the top, came back down, and these old couple said, hey, how was it up there? And they said, it was amazing. You could see the whole, you know, so much of Europe. It was beautiful. And they said, well, just one thing I'll say is I'm so glad that you guys were able to do this, because, you know, we worked our whole life and said, we're going to do this later. Now we're here, 20 minutes from the top of this mountain, but we're not physically able to get up there. And so it stuck with me because it is a balance between the now and the future. And I think it's good to have plans for both.
Well, yeah. And two things, just to kind of pick up really on both what Keith is mentioning as well as yourself, Derek. I mean, the first thing, you know, it's amazing to me that even, you know, sometimes it doesn't matter how much money a client has, they'll still feel sort of anxiety about spending. Yeah, they'll still feel it's like I was talking to, you know, a gentleman named Rick, and he's like, well, is it okay if I spend this? I'm like, you're okay, Rick. I promise, my friend. You got a lot saved here. But, you know, someone like that who's like, well, I can't do that travel right now. Or maybe I'm not sure if I can. I don't want to outlive my money. And it's like, and those are all, you know, make sense to have those types of anxieties. But that's obviously why we plan. And that's the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is sort of like the flip side to income is just expenses. I mean, we spend a lot of time, you know, going through a client's expenses to find out, okay, how much do you want to spend on travel? Or how much do you want to spend on your grandkids? And okay, what type of debt do you have? Are there refinancing options? I mean, sometimes generating income is also as simple or as, you know, a step that you make is just really analyzing expenses. So, you know, those are the two things that go into it. So then when someone is taking that trip or when I do get that call from Rick, as I was, you know, giving an example, I can say, no, Rick, look, here's the plan. Here's how much you're modeled out to do. So go ahead. You know, you can spend, you can sort of, you know, have that dream that you've sacrificed and put off for so many years. You can have it now.
Well, that's the thing is, I remember a couple of years ago, we met with a couple, Brian and Sarah. Brian was 64 and Sarah was 62. He was a builder and Sarah was an assistant. So she basically worked with him as more like a CPA. Like she ran everything. I shouldn't say assistant. She did everything for him in terms of like running the books, running the show, scheduling, everything. Mm-hmm. She was like the foundation. He's like, she was my foundation of my company. And now they've done well. They've saved about $1.5 million. And that's what we did with them. One of their major concerns that Brian had was, number one, he wanted to make sure that, you know, he had enough income to cover his expenses, right? He didn't want to run out of money in retirement. And number two, he wanted to make sure if something happened to him, he wanted to make sure that Sarah was fully taken care of, that she was going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And they both wanted to say, we want to spend with confidence, not worrying, because we've been such good savers our entire life. We know it's going to be a tough mind shift to spend the money.
Yeah, right.
That's why we want to plan so that we're not worried about spending. We know what comes in mm-hmm. is meant to be spent. And so they had saved up $1.5 million. And when we analyzed their expenses, right, they needed about $80,000 per year to cover their expenses. When we looked at their income when they retire, Social Security and an old pension that they had about $70,000 in base income. So they're like, one of the things we had to factor in was, all right, they need 80, mm-hmm. they're getting 70, we only need 10,000, right? Well, taxes.
Right.
Taxes were about 20,000 at least per year. So even though they needed 70, we had to get to $100,000 gross. So they had a $30,000 per year income gap. And what we did is, because that was their major concern, is to cover their expenses in retirement, out of that $1.5 million, we took $600,000 and just designated it into, this is going to be an income producing,
yep.
diversified portfolio of different options.
Yep.
That's going to drive income for retirement ongoing for the rest of your life. You don't have to worry about it anymore. It's just done. That gives them the other $900,000 that they can be more aggressive with. They can donate, they can do other things, they can spend extra. But what they did is they created a plan to make sure they covered their $30,000 deficit each year with inflation. And that's so important, folks, because like I said, you work your entire life and you save money and save, but you really need to have a plan to spend, because it's a tough mind shift to go from saving to spending. And with Brian and Sarah, now they came in a couple of years ago. Now they're retired. They're generating income. They're not fully concerned about the market because they have a plan in place. They know they have their income coming in to cover their expenses throughout retirement. So we've been talking about the challenges of generating income in retirement in today's world. First, we have interest rates on CDs and savings accounts that are next to 0%. So that's not going to really help us in driving income. We're also living longer than ever before. So we have to make sure your money lasts for that. And if that's not enough, healthcare expenses are going through the roof. But the good news is you do have some surprisingly attractive options to generate income in retirement that could help solve this problem for you. So we want to make sure we at least provide you with an option. We will show you if you come in for a visit, we'll show you the strategies that could help turn your savings and investments into a true written income plan, which everyone should have, with what we call the retirement income analysis. And we're not going to charge you a dime. In this free customized analysis, You'll learn, number one, a quick way to increase your income that many people overlook, and we talked about this earlier in the show. Two, the key to protecting your principal from the growing risk that exists on Wall Street. And three, how you can maybe generate more income from Social Security and more. The analysis is free and there's no obligation. So if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, call 508-952-6316. So if you're listening right now and you're the kind of person who needs to make your money work for you to generate income to cover your needs and expenses throughout retirement, this is right up your alley. The number again to schedule a visit, which can be held in Plymouth, Woburn, Westboro, Braintree, Hyannis, or even a virtual visit on Zoom, call 508-952-6316. That's 508-952-6316. According to Business Insider, it's one of the biggest threats to your nest egg, and we'll tell you what it is when we get back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Hi, I'm Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. To say the stock market has been like a roller coaster lately is an understatement. And if you feel like you've dodged a bullet now that the market is on an upswing, think again. SHP Financial is in business for times like these, and especially for those nearing or in retirement. We help our clients reduce their risk from market declines by focusing on asset protection, steady income, and ultimately their quality of life. So if you feel more confident about a substantial decline in the market than you do about your own retirement plan, call us at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777 for your complimentary retirement roadmap review, or visit us online at shpfinancial.com. Our goal is to find solutions that help our clients to retire with confidence.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
According to Forbes, 70% of Americans fear running out of money in retirement. In fact, they fear it more than they fear death itself. And if you've been a good saver, there are still challenges that could cause you to run through your life savings far too soon if you don't properly plan. Welcome back to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Matthew Peck and Keith Ellis. And today we're talking about how to generate income in retirement so that your money lasts as long as you do. So coming up in our final segment here, or our second to last segment, how to guard your nest egg from the devastating impact of inflation, and why right now is a great time to make sure you reassess your appetite for risk in the market. So Matt, we'll start with inflation, because when we talk about, we have a full five-step process here, and we call it the retirement roadmap. What does it mean to you listening? Well, a lot of you are clients and you know this, but a lot of you who are not clients, who are exploring firms like ours, it's trying to think of, like, you want to have, make sure you have a plan that looks at everything in retirement, not just a pile of investments. Investments are important. We need to make sure you have a plan to reduce taxes, a plan for healthcare expenses, a plan for estate planning and legacy planning, a team of CPAs and attorneys. And what we're talking about today, which is probably one of the most critical areas, is having a plan to generate income. Now, when you have a plan for income, it's not like, oh, I need $100,000 a year.
Right.
So when I'm 65, I need $100,000. When I'm 85, I need $100,000. Unfortunately, life doesn't work like that, and inflation creeps in.
Yeah, no, and it's funny too. I mean, think about how often you hear people talk like, "Oh, I'm living on a fixed income now. I'm living on a fixed income now," and it's true. I mean, people kind of have that in their mind because they think like, "Okay," or if they build a plan and their income is in fact fixed, if their income is in fact flat, then really that's not a good income plan.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it's missing one of the most important things that you have to account for, which is inflation. And people refer to it as sort of like the silent killer, because it's not like, I mean, you kind of see it a little bit, like when you go to your, you know, you fill up groceries, but then, you know, gas prices are all over the place. So you sometimes you're like, wait, is inflation at work or not in work? And, you know, you buy like your a TV, and TV seems not as expensive as it used to in the past. But at the same time, I think we all know that things like health insurance continues to go up, and groceries do in fact, you know, go up.
You don't notice it because it's like it's nickel and dime. No, I guess pun intended.
Yeah,
like
right.
A nickel and dime, because every year it's like, this is $2. Now this is $2.20. Now a coffee is like $3, and it used to be like $1. You know,
right? And that's why they call it the silent killer, because let's just say it's 2%. You know, and you know normally we model out at least 2.5%, but let's just say, for example, inflation's at 2%. Right? Well, over 10 years, that's 20%. Over 20 years, that's 40%. I mean,
crazy.
It adds up each and every year. And so when you do build out an income plan, you need to make sure the fact that inflation is built into it or accounted for. Because here's the other very important thing that recently changed, is that beforehand, the Chairman Powell or the Federal Reserve used to have a flat 2% inflation number. They used to say, okay, we're going to start to raise interest rates or start to really address the situation if inflation it hits 2%, it's sort of like a cap. Mm-hmm. Well, now it's like averaging 2%. Well, if I'm averaging 2, there might be a 3% or a 4% in there to offset a 1 or a 2. So now they're saying, no, we're just going to average the 2%, which means that they're going to allow inflation to, you know, to almost catch up to some of their lost years based on their models and all of their numbers. So that, unfortunately, that hurts people, again, on that fixed income. That hurts retirees more. I mean, you know, Derek, you and I and Keith and everyone here at SHP, I mean, you know, we're still working. And so ideally our salaries and everything that, you know, that we're earning, it just goes up. So we notice inflation, but not really, because we're still working and we get raises and whatnot. But people that are not getting the raises, do not have a plan, you know, that accounts for it. You know, in one example, I know I'm kind of going on and on, but one example is like some of those fixed annuities that you can get monthly income from have inflation inside of them. Sure. You know, will go up, or that monthly income will go up on an annual basis. And so,
not that annuities are right for everyone by any means, but that's
correct.
It's an option.
Correct. I mean, that's the thing. That's just one example of a way to address this. And so, main point is the fact that it's going to happen, and the Federal Reserve just made those changes, which means it's more likely to happen, and you need to have sort of the different tools in your toolbox to be able to address it.
And the second thing is, we need to make sure that a client has the amount, they're not taking too much risk, right? We talked about that earlier. If sometimes a client take on way too much risk, and basically as you get older, your appetite for risk becomes a lot lower. So between investment risk and inflation, we have to make sure that you have a plan in place. And I'm going to bring up something that we do. And if you're listening, do you have access to this within your plan? So our clients can log on to our portal on shpfinancial.com. They can go into their client portal, and then we have everything built in there. We have their expenses, their assets, their goals. Everything is tied in there. Their account balances are updated daily. And they can go in based on their goals of needing X amount of dollars, based on the risk that they're taking in retirement, and based on inflation. We can show you what their chances of success are, having enough to get through age 90 or 100 or whatever age they pick. So as you're listening, do you have that? Because if not, you might want to take a chance to come visit with us to see what this could do, because it can give you confidence in retirement to spend, because it's hard to spend without a plan. But if you have a plan that gives you the income you need, it gives you confidence to spend in retirement and do with the things that you want to do. Travel, grandkids, whatever it may be. Successful retirements are not built on how much money you've saved or the total sum of your assets. They're actually built on your ability to generate income in retirement. So we do have an offer that you may want to consider. We want to show you strategies that could help turn your savings and investments into a retirement income or written retirement income plan with a retirement income analysis. And we're not going to charge you a dime. This is a customized analysis done specifically for your financial situation. Well, you'll learn a couple things. Number one, you'll learn a quick way to increase your income that most people and advisors, frankly, overlook. You'll learn the key to protect your principal on portions of your money that you want to protect from Wall Street. And you'll learn how you can maybe generate more income from Social Security over your lifetime. Remember, this analysis is free and there's no obligation, so call to schedule your retirement roadmap review today. If you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, call to get this customized analysis now at 508-952-6316. Again, we have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and we can even do a first virtual appointment if that's easier for you. But if you're the kind of person who needs to make your money work for you to generate income in retirement, I think this is right up your alley. The number again, 508-952-6316. That's 508-952-6316. Make sure you stay tuned for our retirement roadmap recap, where we'll leave you with our top few takeaways from today's show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to think of this as being your money, right? But it's really a joint account between you and the IRS. And once you pay taxes on these accounts, your savings could be a fraction of what they are today. Learn how you could reduce the taxes with your IRA and 401k with a free retirement tax analysis from SHP Financial in Boston, who's been featured in Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. If you've saved at least $250,000, schedule your free analysis now by calling 508-618-5149. Saving money on taxes means more money to spend in retirement. Call 508-618-5149. 508-618-5149.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So hopefully you got a lot out of today's show, because we talked about different ways to generate income in retirement. We talked about tax planning. Ongoing tax planning is a very quick way to save, to help you with income in retirement, because the more you, it's all about what you keep, not what you have coming in. Number two, we talked about how to plan for Social Security and the importance of that within an income plan. Number three, we talked about the challenges of creating a diversified income strategy with your investments, your savings that you've worked so hard to build up. And then four and five, we talked about the impact of inflation on your nest egg, as well as taking too much risk in your investments. So if you missed any part of today's show, you can always re-listen to it on our podcast. If you ever, however you listen to your podcast, go in there, type in SHP Financial. You can find this show and all of our past shows. So with that being said, Matt, what was your big, if for the listeners who might have missed something or just, you know, really want to get our big takeaway, what would you say is we can leave the listeners with today?
I think my favorite thing, and you had sort of told the story of Brian and Sarah, and then I also had shared a sort of little anecdote about a client of mine that no matter how much money, you know, he had, you know, he still felt sort of anxious about spending money. And, you know, you talked about Brian and Sarah, that, you know, they were savers. And I always put in my mind about how difficult it is to sort of have that transition. You know, you save and save and save all your entire career, and now you stop work, and now you start spending. And that must be such a hard sort of hurdle to get over, just mentally. And it sort of brings me back to just the importance of a plan, because, you know, imagine again, Derek, put yourself in their shoes and you're thinking about things that we just talked about. When do I take Social Security? What are taxes going to do? What's inflation going to do? Mm-hmm. You know, market volatility, you know, all the different things that go into it. So they're like, oh gosh, how could I possibly become, you know, go from a saver into a spender with all these things that are, you know, sort of looming. And that's what I think about the fact that with a good plan, you know, with a good income plan that looks at Social Security and your pension options, and with a good tax plan that's really, you know, looking out the front windshield rather than looking in the past, you know, making sure that you have a tax plan and an investment plan. And not to say that's going to take and put all the anxieties away, because we're all still human, But I think it just, it's such a big help to give that confidence, to know that I crunched all those numbers, I did all my due diligence, I did everything I possibly could to make sure that I can help with that transition from a saver into a spender, or really from a worker into a retiree.
I completely agree. And I think one of the things I hear all the time, like we've been around since 2003, since you and myself and Keith started the firm, we have something different and unique, and that's the SHP Retirement Roadmap, right? It looks at all areas of retirement. So many clients that have been with us for a while, what I hear time and time again is, you know, we thought we had a plan before, but you know what, Derek, Matt, Keith, Joe, Pat, and Mark, whoever our advisors they're working with, we thought we had a plan. We just had a portfolio.
Right.
We just had investments. Just having investments is going to be tough to get you to from point A to point B. So I have to do a better job. I've shared this analogy in the past. I'm going to try to do a better job. But if you're getting in a car going from point A to point B, wherever that is, think of an investment plan as just being the car. So if everything works out, if you have just a basic car, no airbags, no GPS, no air conditioning, no heat, just a car with wheels and that it, maybe it runs and you have to get to point B, you might get there just like having an investment plan. You might get through retirement with just investments, but that's a tough road. Having a plan that looks at everything from investment to the tax strategies, to the impact of taxes and inflation, to how to take Social Security, to planning for your next generation, to healthcare. That's like having a car to get to point A, from point A to point B, that isn't just a box with wheels. It has heat in case it gets cold, air conditioner in case it gets hot, a GPS to help guide you there, maybe some food if you have a long trip, you got to have some food. But all these things make that destination a lot more achievable because you're not just going blindly. So make sure if you're listening right now, if you don't have a plan that looks at all areas of retirement, we're here to help. We're happy to help. And we might be a good fit for you. We might not. But let's start with at least a call or a visit to one of our offices. The number to do so for this retirement roadmap review is 508-952-6316. So call now, schedule your review, see what your plan looks like, see if there's any changes we can make to improve it, and we'll go from there. 508-952-6316. Thank you so much for listening and for your support as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Examples and illustrations are for example purposes only, and individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and are only used for client meetings.